two teams of warriors. Gladiators. Battle it out with no champion crowned. There is but one solution.
We're headed for Golden Point.
This, dear listeners, is the Golden Point.
Hello and welcome to episode 20 of the Golden Point. We're going to jump straight into the round recap, recapping round 20. On Thursday night, we saw the Broncos come up against the Bulldogs. Broncos coming away with a big win there, 42-12. Not officially, but probably ending the Bulldogs season right there if it wasn't already ended. I believe there's still a slight mathematical chance, but you have to imagine that's probably the last of them making the finals for this year. Broncos, on the other hand, very, very strong second half and coming away, like I said, with a big win. So impressive for them and really, you know, solidifies them at the top of the table there. What did you make of that match?
Yeah, the Bulldogs started off well. They got that try and I was like, oh, wow, maybe Hazard's going to pull out that end of season form like he usually does, and yeah, they disappeared, didn't they? Like most weeks, I guess this year they couldn't play 80 minutes, and they played boring football for the most part.
Just capitulated in the second half. Like you said, they look good for maybe 10 minutes, I'd say. they look good for maybe first 20 or so. And then back out end of the second half, they definitely started to come apart. So that's where the pieces started to come apart from the machine. And yeah, it was pretty much night over for them and season over. So I guess we've talked a lot about the Bulldogs each week, so we probably don't need to go into it too much. But you'd have to imagine that's potentially the end of Des Hasler's coaching career at the Bulldogs as well. There's been a lot of talk that he'll be marched on if the Bulldogs don't make the finals, and they probably won't now. So, yeah, that could be what most Dogs fans wanted there.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Just as well, I think Chase Stanley has had quietly a very good half of the season. Like, and when he came back in the first grade, I think he threw a couple of really good passes and just played a really good game at centre on Friday night, despite being in a losing team. And it's good to see him back.
Yeah, scored his first try after being back from injury. So a big moment for him, and yeah, definitely a positive moment out of a pretty fairly dark game for the Bulldogs, I have to say.
Absolutely.
So the next game was the Roosters and the Knights on Friday night. We saw the Knights get beaten once again, unfortunately for them, 28-4. So a fairly big win for the Roosters there. Probably one of the biggest talking points was the no knock-on call. I don't know how that's probably a better way to say that, but the non-knock-on call there was on, who was it again? Tupo, I think, or Latrobe, one of those two.
Yeah, where he pulled it back towards himself.
Clear as day to be a knock-on. It even went to the bunker and they cleared it, but no idea how. That's been a knock-on for 100 years.
Yeah. I don't know. Bossy was blowing up over that
one. Everyone was.
Yeah.
You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone that agrees that that's not a knock-on.
If you sat down and someone had not watched the league at all and you explained to them how a knock-on works and showed them that, they'd say, oh no, he's dragged the ball towards his own try line, that's a knock-on.
No, dead set knock-on. And while it didn't lose the game for the Knights, they definitely seemed to get a bad rub of it most weeks when it comes to refs calls.
Yeah.
So, unlucky on the scoreboard, unlucky on the field, and unlucky in the refs books as well. So moving on to the next game, it was the Sharks and the Rabbitohs. Sharks coming away with a win, 26-12. I actually missed all of this match, so I'm going to leave this one up to you to talk about.
All right, I watched quite a bit of it. Angus Crichton playing with a broken foot is an absolute machine still every week. It's just absolutely amazing. I thought the Sharks looked really good. They just they played a good game, a solid game throughout, and really, they showed why they should still be considered premiership favourites this year, ultimately.
Favourites?
Well, they have been, haven't they? Like, they're top four.
Favourites.
Favourite's probably the wrong word, but in terms of people saying they could repeat.
Yeah.
You really do see that in them. And, coming away with a 26-12 win, it's impressive over the Rabbitohs, who I know they've been hot and cold all year, but they played well, the Rabbitohs, I thought. Yeah. The scoreline really wasn't fair to them, so.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the match, I saw some of the stats, and Gallen seemed to have a fantastic match. No reason, we'll come into that later in the news, but no reason why he can't go around again.
He got in the open field at one stage, so the ball came back to him and he started running, and he just looked hilarious. I've never actually seen Gallen run the open field before. It was just amazing. I think he was just looking left and right everywhere he could to try and find a support runner. But yeah. I love seeing that with those big guys. Yeah.
So the next one, I'm sure you'll probably have lots to talk about, the Panthers and the Titans. 24-16, a good win for the Panthers there, and keeping them close with the top eight.
Yeah, it looked a bit scary for a little bit, but they came through with a win. Like, you know, it looked really good in the end. Moylan returned from injury, and I think he's been getting a bit of a bad rap from all the Panthers fans recently, saying he's a bit of a ball hog and he's taking the ball away from Cleary. And I mean, when he went off injured in the second half after he took a really good intercept, and the team sort of turned it on a bit more. So I guess there's arguments there that maybe he is trying to play that leading role and he should be playing more of a support role there.
Yeah.
But Cleary, again, sort of backed it up with another very professional game, which was really good. He and Ash Taylor having a little battle, I think that's one that we're going to see for a long time.
Mm.
And it was just great. Ash Taylor had an amazing kicking game as well.
Yeah.
He put in some beautiful kicks, so it's really good to see. I think probably Ash Taylor's got Cleary beat in terms of a short kicking game, but Cleary, in terms of just like being able to read the play and
game management,
and kicking the ball in the air as high as he can, does a really good job.
God, he kicks it high.
Oh my god, yeah. I want to try and catch one day.
Oh, can you imagine?
I can't catch like small bombs, so I couldn't imagine doing that. But yeah, it's
dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, 2 points within the top eight.
Yeah.
Back end of the season looking good for the Penny Panthers.
Yeah, definitely.
Next game up was the Raiders and the Storm. Storm coming away with a win, 20-14. The big talking point was the, trying to say this like I tried to say the knock on, the non send off. Everyone's saying it should be. See a Soliola on Billy Slater.
I don't actually agree with being a send off.
Wow.
I'm going to go against everyone. Because Slater was falling. He, like, the shot would have been on the shoulder, but then Slater at the last second fell backwards and contact was made with the head. You know, it was reckless, but I don't think it warranted a knock. A send-off. I think Papali's won last week on Dugan, definitely did, but but I didn't think there was any sort of anything that can warrant that.
Well,
a send-off.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But Tony Archer did come out after the match and say it should have been a send-off, so we don't always see that.
Yeah.
But he came out fairly quick to say it should have been, so whether or not that makes it better or worse is up for debate. But look, I wouldn't have been unhappy with a send-off. I think it was a pretty bad shot. It was late. It was obviously high. Like you said, it was reckless. It was a swinging arm. So fits a lot of criteria.
Yeah.
In terms of the match, though, the Raiders played quite well, even in a losing team here, I thought.
Yeah.
Ricky Stewart after the game said it was probably one of the better performances they put in this year, which is interesting. But, while they lost, it was against the Storm, who other the latter leaders. So, to lose by 6 points, I think, you can take a lot of positives.
It's going to be an interesting few weeks for the Storm as well. No Smith.
Yep.
And also, I'd imagine Slater probably won't be right for next week, but who knows?
He went off, I'm
assuming.
Yeah,
he was knocked out on the field. I think that's mandatory, you have to. So I can't see him coming back from that during that game.
Yeah.
I didn't see him come back anyway. But, yeah, that's all I got to say.
So the next one up was the Cowboys and the Warriors. So 24-12, a good win for the Cowboys there. The Warriors, they did play fairly well, I thought, similar to the Raiders. Even in a losing team, I thought they still played fairly well. But Cowboys just too good again. Michael Morgan, he's just sensational. Jonathan Who, he doesn't need it. They're good. They're good for the next couple of years. But another really good win for them. Everyone, I think, wrote them off as soon as Thurston got injured for the season.
Yeah.
But there's every chance they can still match it with the big teams in the finals this year.
Yeah, I didn't actually see this game, but I was surprised they didn't beat them by more with no Sean Johnson for the Warriors.
Yeah.
But, obviously the Warriors did well enough to sort of hang in there a little bit. But, got battered away by some big forwards and Michael Morgan, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that forward pack is just just so dominating from the Cowboys. And, them and Morgan, a few of their younger guys as well. Devin Bowen kind of breaking hearts in the last couple of seconds there for a 80-meter try to win the game. Well, not win the game, but to, and the Warriors' chances of winning the game are talking well tonight. So the next game up was probably the most interesting game of the round, but probably because no one, I don't think, ever would have picked the scoreline for it. So the Dragons coming over with a huge win, 52-22 over the Seagulls. Very seesawing, in fact. Yeah. Dragons with a huge lead early, then the Seagulls, then the Seagulls coming back to bring it back to 30-22 at one point, and then Dragons just went on with it again and came away with a huge win. And Gareth Widdop had another sensational game. I think he's had a great year this year. And Matt Duffy, the Dragons debutant, is having a fantastic game, scoring a try late in the game to top it off. And we also saw Joey Lussick as well making his debut for the Seagulls, also scoring a try. So this game had a lot.
Yeah, I was really surprised it was Duffy's debut today. I thought when Duke really injured early in the year, he definitely would have come in, because he's a name I've heard for over the last couple of years that this guy's going to be great.
Yeah.
He showed what he's got today. He's just so elusive and just jumps around. Tough. He's pretty small, but he obviously doesn't hold him back too much.
No.
And I thought he looked really good. The Seagulls resting players is an odd decision.
Very odd.
One they're going to regret, but... And really, really annoying as a Panthers fan, because I needed the Dragons to lose, or the Panthers needed the Dragons to lose, and
this is a chance for Manly to get a spot in the top four, and that could really come back to bite it later on the season.
I feel like for Cherry Evans, that game is going to be one that's going to haunt him a little bit as well, because Blake Green wasn't there, and they just looked disorganised.
Yeah, and no Happy Coruscant as well, which also didn't help. Yeah,
but it's kind of like you'd think. After Kieran Foran left the Seagulls, they sort of fell apart a bit like that, where they had no direction again. And it makes you question whether Cherry Evans has that leadership skill to actually talk a team around the field, or if he needs one of those more dominant 5-8s, or technically a halfback, that can organise instead of run up. So I just thought it raised a few questions about his ability to be a true halfback.
Yeah. At the same time, though, you're missing a very good player in Blake Green, and a very good hooker in Akira Coruscant. But you make a good point. But I don't think I'd be too concerned if I was a Manly fan.
No.
So the last game up for the round was the West Tigers and the Parramatta Eels. This was a very tight one. Ended up being a field goal separating the teams, with the West Tigers going down to the Eels 16-17. Trying to think of some talking points. Corey Norman, I thought, had a really good game in this one. Kicked the end field goal, but also made a few good breaks and some line break assists as well. Tigers, I think, surprised everyone. I don't think anyone really expected them to put up that much of a fight, but they were in the lead for a significant amount of the first half.
It was probably one of their best games of the season, I thought. But I guess just that Eels spine that's been working so well, Devon French. Been great. Semi Rodriguez finally found some form this year as well.
He was fantastic. He was back to his bulldozing best today, I thought.
Yeah.
And Clint Gutherson, again, he's just on fire.
He's a machine.
His support play is fantastic. Yeah. He covers so much of the field.
Yeah. Oh, you can literally play him at any position and he'll play away just that. It's great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So that finishes off the round. A few surprises, a few big scores.
Yeah, definitely.
But in the end, I think we probably saw the chances for finals leaving a few teams, I think the Warriors and the Bulldogs especially, and then a few teams putting their hands up to make the eight, Panthers, Eels, those kind of teams. So it'll be an interesting few weeks to see how that changes. But we'll move on to trivia. So this week you're going to quiz me. I'm going to get the clock set up. I'll let you say what you need to say.
All right. So JC has 60 seconds, and I've got 5 questions from the last round. They're either from the last round or from the season that has been in terms of... I'm not going to give examples, because I'll just get the questions. I'm really bad at explaining things.
You are really, really bad.
It's crazy.
All right. You tell me, you give me a countdown and I'll go.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Who is the leading point scorer in the NRL?
Nathan Cleary.
Yes. What was the final score in the Storm Raiders game?
2014.
Yes. What was the highest scoring game this weekend?
The Dragons Manly.
Yes. How many players scored doubles on the weekend?
7.
Yes. Which club leads the league in line breaks?
Melbourne.
Yeah. That is a 5 from 5. No mistakes.
25 seconds.
Well, 100% without any second guesses or anything. That's insane.
And kids, that's what happens when you prepare.
Yeah, wow.
For 1 week, I actually prepared.
Jesus.
Yeah. Don't know the last time we had a 5 for 5, but it feels good.
I think that's got to be like a record in terms of time as well. We don't quick. Record that, but that was, no, it's 25 seconds.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well done.
I guess you don't really need to go over the
yeah.
The answers because we got them all. No, I happened to look up most of those except the Storm one I didn't.
Okay.
So that was just a educated guess.
Yeah.
But I did happen to notice the doubles and I thought, yep, that's a Max special.
Like, yeah, yeah.
He'll love that one.
But yeah.
He'll
yeah.
absolutely love that one. Because, normally there's maybe one or two, but I thought seven. There's no way he's going to skip over that. All right. Well, I guess that that is our trivia done for this week.
Yeah. Jesus.
All right. We'll move on to in the news. So the first one up was Gallen re-signing for a year with the Sharks. I thought he'd already done it.
Yeah, I know. Right?
I think everyone just kind of, I assumed he would, so it wasn't a huge deal, but great news. And why not?
He's
in great form.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he looks like he could go for another like 2 or 3 years, really, with the way how he's going.
Yep.
I guess that will depend on the body and how it holds up.
That's right, yeah. As long as injuries don't come into play.
He's still playing 80 minutes both weeks, isn't he?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, surely they'll start to manage that a little bit more and maybe take him back. They have so many good forces of the Sharks.
Yeah, they do.
It's nuts. And just like hard runners, ball players and all that sort of stuff. It's, yeah, they're really impressive.
Yeah, great re-signing for both Gallen and the Sharks.
Mm.
Next one up, it's more just a rumour, but reportedly Hasler's gone next year. Sino, the Dogs are probably not going to make the 8. And the rumour going around is that there's already been a new coach signed, but no one has leaked who that may be yet.
Yeah. Who was the guy that was rumoured who was an assistant coach from somewhere? That used to play for you guys.
Dean Pay.
Yeah. He was like the rumour guy a few weeks ago.
Yeah. He's been the fans pick for a while. Yeah. Being a former Dogs player. So it could be him. Yeah, but
big rumours. Like after signing a 2-year extension at the start of the year, I think every Bulldogs fan sort of put their head in their hands and went, why? This is ridiculous,
Yeah.
2 more years of this.
Yeah.
And I think Bulldogs fans have shown their outrage on social media by buying tickets and all that sort of stuff. And the message has been received, which is good to see.
Absolutely. It's, there's not many fans that want him to stay. So, and I'm definitely one of the ones that wants him to go. So I'm more than happy if that rumor is true.
I do think with Dez, it's not that he's become a bad coach. I think he does need a change of scenery. It's one of those things where parting ways will actually help him a bit, where he'll probably get that spark again, where he'll have a few new players to develop and see how he wants to use them. And I think he's still going to be a good coach. I think he'll get a first grade job pretty easily.
Yeah, or potentially New South Wales.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy with that.
I broke the story a week or two ago. Or did I? And the last bit which we quickly touched on was Cam Smith also getting injured, potentially 4 to 6 weeks. Probably the biggest thing this is going to affect is the Dally M votes.
Yeah, he had a big lead.
He had a big lead, and who knows who will catch him now. That's a huge loss for him in terms of sticking to the top of the leaderboard, because he didn't have it's not like he had a 10 or 20 point lead. I think it was a few points. So we might see someone like a Clint Gutherson sneak up
and
catch him.
Well, that would be easily the biggest improvement in form of a player ever, I think. He went from being a sort of fringe first grader, filling in a few places here and there, to Dally M player of the year.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It'd be great. I'd love to see it. We've talked about him plenty of times on this podcast, so no secret, we're fans.
He's a fan favourite, though. I think everyone likes him.
Yeah. No, he is. Yeah. He doesn't big note himself. He doesn't seem like a jerk on the field.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to like him, really.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's the news done. That's jump over to a new game, which we might have tested previously before, but we're going to give it an official run today. I'll let you let us know, because
right.
I love hearing you try to explain things.
So, the name we've come with is it a sponsor? And essentially what I've done is I've picked 10 sponsors, or potential sponsors, and they're jersey sponsors. So they're teams that have sponsored a jersey, as in a main jersey sponsor, not something that's tying on the back of the shorts or something like that. So I picked 10 companies that could potentially or potentially not be a sponsor, and JC gets to try to guess if it is a sponsor, first of all, and if it is, what team it is. So we can get the potential 2 points for each one. All right, so I've got 10 selected. We'll start now. Opal Solar.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Who is that? oof. I know it definitely is. Just trying to think through the teams. I'm gonna. I don't think it's them. I think there's a couple of teams that alternate on home and away jerseys.
Oh, okay.
Not sure if it's them though. Can I come back to that one?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll allow it. ANZ Bank.
No.
That's correct. St. George Bank.
Yes, George.
Well, I might trick you with that one. Google.
No.
Yeah. Allianz.
No.
Yep, that's correct. Sorry. QBE Insurance.
No.
Yes, that's correct again. All right. Aquis.
Yes, Titans.
Yeah, okay. Kia.
Yes, Bulldogs.
NIB.
Yes, Knights.
Wow, okay. Holden.
Holden, no.
That's correct. All right, Opal Solar, who's the team? For 100% in the debut game of okay, let's, a sponsor.
Let's go through the teams. Bulldogs, no. Panthers, no. Brisbane, no. Parramatta, no. Manly, no. Actually, I'm thinking if I've gone through this without thinking too quickly. I don't think so. See, I feel... This is my answer. But I feel like it's the Knights. But I feel like it's their mining jersey.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's right or not. I'm just thinking of some other teams. It's not the Warriors. It's not... I don't think it's South Sydney. I'm pretty sure it's not them. It's not Melbourne. I'm going to go the Knights mining jersey.
That is incorrect. It was the Sharks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there you go. So almost 100%.
Mm.
Very impressive, though. You know your sponsors.
Yeah.
Anyway, let us know what you think of that one. It probably wasn't as exciting. And, I put a couple of like really obvious ones in there.
You also chose one that I picked in our test run.
Oh, really?
QBE. Okay.
Oh, really? Oh, there you go. I was like, oh, that's a good one. But,
yeah, a few of those are pretty easy.
Yeah. All right, we'll up the difficulty next week.
Yeah, no, it's a good first run.
There you go.
I enjoy it. I like it.
Yeah.
But we're going to run out of things. Yeah. We're going to have to switch to... back sponsors or something.
Yeah. Maybe just mix it up and do like the really obscure ones.
But I mean, there's still only 16 teams, so you can only do front jersey sponsors 16 times.
No, but not really, really obscure like sponsors on jerseys, so like the short sponsors.
Yeah, back of jersey and stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, that is it a sponsor? Well done to everyone involved in that game. I'm going to jump to our last game, and this is turning into a game show.
It really is, yeah.
We talked about turning this into a game show podcast, so let us know what you think about that. Now, I wrote down all these, and I was going to reorganize the order of these, but I haven't. So some might be really obvious. I mean, you've already got the record, so I'm pretty sure you won't. I'm almost guaranteed you won't get it again in the first two, but
right.
You may get it in the third or fourth.
All right, no worries. Do you want to explain how it works?
All right.
Then you're the king of explaining.
No one said that. You're just not the king. All right. So I've either picked a player or a coach who has played or coached over 100 first grade games. They must have played or coached in the last 10 years. And I got 10 clues. Max is going to try and guess it in as little clues as possible, fewest clues as possible.
All right.
Whatever the proper English is there.
The record is 2.
It is.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
All right. I've been a part of 4 premiership teams.
Like 4 premiership winning teams? Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm going to try and get it in one. that is a lot. And I don't want to over-clarify, but does that mean 4 separate premiership teams? Like,
I can't. I'm not telling you anything more. Right, that's the clue. All
right. I'll go to the next one.
All right. I'm gonna switch these around a bit.
All right.
I was a halfback.
Mm. Okay.
I won 3 premierships in the 90s and 1 in the 2000s.
Oh.
Which should probably cross these out as I go because I'm doing them out of order.
That's crazy. Okay.
I've represented Australia and New South Wales.
Hmm.
I guess, yeah.
No.
I made my debut for the Canberra Raiders.
Oh, okay. Are you Ricky Stewart?
Oh, well done. Well done. That was in five.
Okay, when you said the 90s, I was like, for some reason in my head, I was like, it's definitely a player. And I'm like, wait, hold on, that means he'd have to have played till 2007 after winning three premierships in the 90s.
Mm.
Yeah, well done.
See, I should have rearranged when I did that. Anyway, well done. Five, that's all right. Also had a last played for the Bulldogs. So I made my debut in 1988. I've coached four clubs. I've coached New South Wales and Australia. And I'm known for having a temper.
What clubs have you coached? The Raiders, the Roosters?
Parramatta.
Oh, I forgot about Parramatta.
So Raiders, Roosters, Parramatta, and who are we forgetting?
Did you coach someone before the Roosters? Or?
No, I don't believe so. No, it was Roosters in 2002.
Yeah.
Oh, who are we forgetting? Parramatta, Canberra, Roosters. Jeez, it's not good.
I don't know.
Hmm. It's a good question. It's a good trivia question.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's quickly Google it. Actually, right. While I'm Googling it, I'm going to let you take care of the last segment, if you like.
Oh, sure. Okay, so the last segment is our winner from the Andrew Boss interview. So we had an interview with Andrew Ross. I'm explaining things again, so strap yourself in. So we had an interview with Andrew Ross, and we had a bit of a competition for fans to submit questions. The best question that was entered won his book, Stuff You May Have Missed. So the winner that we had was a gentleman named Rob Trosby, I believe.
Crosby.
And congratulations.
Yes.
We will reach out to you on the social media.
Well, funnily enough, I was going to say...
Okay.
That he should reach out to us to make sure he's watching the podcast listening to the podcast, I should say. I think he submitted on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, if you have, reach out to us.
Yeah, we might give him a couple of weeks and see if he reaches out or not.
All right.
Just to test out if he listens to the podcast or not.
It would be interesting, definitely.
We'll put up on social media that we're announcing the winner.
Yeah. Listen to find out if you're
person. Listen to find out. And if you don't get back to us, we'll screw you.
But yeah, if you are listening, Rob, Bossy absolutely loved your question. He thought, I think he said it poked the bear or something like that.
Yeah.
It was about the international teams, and that's obviously a bit of a touchy subject.
Yeah, you felt the passion go up as he answered it.
No, it was well done. It was a hard decision to make. There were a few that were really good.
Yeah, so, and thanks to everyone for submitting questions. We did get plenty of them, so it was great to see.
Yeah, that's a shame we have limited it to 10, but time is, you know... restriction that we all have. So.
Yeah, well, Bossy has plenty of interviews to do.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's great having him on.
Maybe we should do it the RSL way, where we call out the winner. If they don't come up to the front, we go to second place.
Exactly.
So he's got. Let's say until next week's podcast.
The clock is ticking, Rob.
we'll do our due diligence. We'll put up on our social feeds that the winner has been announced on the podcast. So. Everyone has a chance to find out. And if you know Rob, then let him know.
And if you have missed it, then I guess it's stuff you may have missed.
And on that, we'll get going. See you next week.
Yeah.